Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hours. And let's see, we're joined tonight, as always, my partner, my lady, my love, my wife, Robin. How you doing, darling?
I am good.
Oh man, it's been after a week of heat, it has been pretty nice today. Last couple of days has not been quite so hot up here, and
yeah, it's been like low 80s, so it's not as bad as it was last week, that's for sure.
Yeah, last week was just cooking, but the last couple of days have been pretty nice, and of course, I've got a project going on in the middle of the state, so I get to be home tonight. So that's something to be grateful for, and that's a timely segue, I guess, to the fact that we're celebrating Lunasa this evening with our live on-air ritual, and waiting for a couple of ritualists to join us, and then we'll get started. But in the meantime, our new format is that we're going to spend a few minutes talking about the Sabbath, and what is it we celebrate at Lunasa? And I mentioned, grateful to be home tonight. And, really, that's one of the big themes of this first harvest. We talk all the time about our agrarian ancestors, a lot of our guided meditation follow the cycle of the year from a farming point of view. And including tonight, we will be doing that. So what were our ancestors doing? Well, this is the grain harvest. The wheat and the barley. I mean, John Barleycorn, the sacrifice of the god, the grain god. Giving himself to feed his people. But it's also a time like the first Thanksgiving. And I don't mean like the first Thanksgiving with the pilgrims and the Indians, but the first day of gratitude in the fall of the year. We're beginning to harvest that which we planted in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming around again. And as we prepare our feast and celebrate the bounty of the grain harvest, we also need to be conscious of the fact that we can't just go eat up all the bread. We can't just grind up all the grain. Some of it needs to be kept back to feed the animals during the winter, those that we keep over the winter. It also needs to feed us through the winter. And more appropriately, we have to hold back some to plant in the spring. So while this is a time of celebration and of gratitude, it's also a time to be thinking about the future and the next year's crop. Because if we eat up all the grain in our celebration, we're going to starve next year. If we make it through the winter, we're still going to starve next year because there will be no seed to plant. So how does that apply to our spiritual garden? As we thank the God and Goddess for the bounty and for the blessings that we have, we need to be mindful of the future. We need to remember not to spend everything, not to waste, but to be grateful for what we have, but prepare and not be wasteful. So, you were jumping in there to say something, and I kept plowing
on
ahead. I apologize. Okay.
Nope, I'm listening.
So, what are your thoughts as we prepare to celebrate this first harvest?
Well, you know, it's the first harvest, and it's the beginning of that slide into the sacrifice of the king. Some people, you know, celebrate it now, or the god, you know, some people celebrate it at Samhain. It really depends on your tradition, but this is the beginning of that walk for the male energies, is towards the self-sacrifice and the end. And it's a reminder to rejoice, to live life to the fullest, and to enjoy every minute that's given you.
Absolutely. It is definitely a time to celebrate life.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I think it's about time that we bring in all of our ritualists are here.
Cool.
So let's go ahead and bring in our booking manager and behind the scenes person, Nib. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing, Terry? Hi, Robin.
Hi, Nib.
All right, and we've also got with us Vega and Shira. How you doing, guys?
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing
well.
Can
you hear me okay? Okay.
Yeah,
are we all here?
We got you. Blessed be
okay.
Nasa. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
I've got relatively few complaints.
You're hanging in.
That's good.
I mean,
nobody would listen
something.
Anyway, right?
Well, yeah, you generally got to pay extra for that. So
yeah, they just tell you to take it down the hall to somebody who cares.
That's it. So, anyway, we were just talking about this being a feast of gratitude. And that's kind of the meditation tonight is going to help us to see the bounty of the God and the Goddess. And we're going to celebrate the first harvest, and we're going to be mindful of our blessings and of gratitude. So with that said, let's go ahead and get this party started. And then we'll take a music break after we finish, and we'll come back and talk for a few minutes after, and end the evening. So is everybody ready?
Ready to go.
I'm ready.
Yep, we're ready.
Ready.
All right, here we go. My lady.
Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in places around the globe. We've come together tonight to celebrate Lunasa. As we witness this first harvest, the sun shines daily, heating the atmosphere as a prelude to those afternoon thunderstorms. Nature's bounty is growing all around us, and now it's time to reap what we have sown.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Feel that beautiful blue-white light of the universe. Pull it down through the crown of your head. Feel it as it stops at your third eye. See the ball of light there shining and spinning until it opens. And the blue-white light of the universe fills your head down to your throat. And at your throat, see the ball of blue light spinning and spinning until it opens, filling your shoulders and down to your heart. And at your heart, see the green chakra. The blue-white light of the universe is filling and pushing. The ball of green light is spinning until it too opens. And the light of the universe fills you down to your solar plexus. And at your solar plexus, see the ball of yellow light spinning, spinning, until it opens and the light of the universe fills you down to your second chakra. And at your second chakra, see the orange ball of light spinning and spinning, and then see it open also, and your entire torso is filled with the blue-white light of the universe. Head and shoulders and torso full. Pull the light into you. Feel the pressure building against your root chakra. See the ball of red light spinning and shining until it opens. And the light of the universe spills into your legs, down into your feet and toes, up and out into your arms, down into your hands and your fingers, filling you almost to bursting. Feel that light as it expands through your entire body. Now, extend your arms in front of you and open your palm chakras to the universe. Feel and see the light as it streams from your palm. See it connecting with all the others around this circle, around the globe, everyone listening to my voice. See us connected by a web of light surrounding and protecting this place and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected here by the light of the universe, together tonight as we honor our God.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods. Inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Powers of the South, O creatures of fire.
Go ahead, Vegas. Fine.
Finish it up.
Guardians of the East, O creatures of air. We call upon you and invite you to join us this night as we celebrate Linasa. May your winds continue to inspire, to grow as we set new intentions during this time of harvest. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the South, O creatures of fire. We call upon you and invite you to join us this night as we celebrate Lunasa. Join with us as we celebrate your gifts at this time of the first harvest. May your fires burn ever so bright as the wheel turns once again. Help us as we move forward on our path. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Guardians of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us as we celebrate Lunasa. Share with us your gifts of strength and intuition as your waters cleanse us and continue to nourish us during this time of abundance that the harvest provides. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us as we celebrate Lunasa. Bestow upon us your gifts of prosperity and abundance as we are thankful for all the bounty that has sprung forth from your soul to provide for us. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, we call upon you and ask you that you be with us tonight. We honor you and we hold you dear and near to our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may follow the guidance received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. God of the universe, God of time, God of the harvest, we call upon you in your form as the sacred king. It is you who turns the wheel and protects the home. You who sacrifice yourself to provide for family and community. We ask that you be with us this night. Guide us in this ritual of celebration. Show us that clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Aid us and sustain us as we partake of your bounty and sustenance. Great King, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Wow.
Goddess of the Earth, we call upon you tonight in your form as Grain Mother. It is you who weaves the web and nurtures the home. You are the sustainer of family and of community. We ask that you be with us this night. guide us in this ritual of celebration and gratitude. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Aid us and sustain us as we partake of your bounty and sustenance. O Great Mother, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Tonight, we celebrate the Feast of Lunasa.
Lunasa, or Lammas, is a time of feasting and celebration. It is a time to join with friends and family and rejoice in the bounty of the Grain Mother and the sacrifice of her partner, the Sacrificial King. We come together tonight to celebrate the first harvest, the harvest of the grain. Tonight we honor the King and the Grain Mother. Tonight we consider the gifts we have been given. Tonight we consider the bounty that the Holy Ones have granted us. And tonight we will express our gratitude for all we receive. It's time to recognize all that goes into the food we consume and the effort that goes into getting it on our tables. Part of the great cycle of life. And as we celebrate this harvest, we must also remember to keep back a little for planting in the spring, to renew. And tonight, consider yourself and where you fall in that place, in that chain of the year, the chain of rebirth, growth, death, and renewal.
Tonight, we participate in a guided meditation led by Terry Power. We will see a state of gratitude and join in a celebration of this first harvest. We will witness the bounty of the Holy Ones and celebrate the feast. Tonight, we will embrace the joy, the beauty, and the endless bounty of the Holy Ones. Tonight, we celebrate in their gifts to us.
Become aware of your internal rhythm. Close your eyes. Find a comfortable position. Relax. Breathe deeply. Breathe in and breathe out. Deep breath. Pour it in and let it out. Now listen to the rhythms of your body. And as you listen, you begin to feel as if you are floating. Float and relax. Enjoy this feeling of floating. And as you float, you become aware of your new surrounding. A circle of benches. On the ground in the center of the circle lies a compass. Eight paths disappear into the trees around you. Tonight, you will take the southwestern path. The sun is high. The sun has been warmed through the long days, and the day is hot. Feel that sharp heat in the air as you look down the path, you see the quivers of heat shimmering in the air above the grains. The tops of the grass have gone to seed and are beginning to brown slightly, this golden color across the field. Follow the path, feel the tips of the grass against your hands as you walk. See the birds flying overhead. Smell that summer grass smell that only comes at this time of year. And as you walk along the path, you see a bridge crossing a fast-moving creek, a bridge of stone. Step up onto the bridge, stop at the top, look down into the creek. See the water as it comes crashing down a hill, splashing against the rocks, creating a mist. Feel that coolness, taste the sweetness of the water on your lips and tongue. And now on the rail of the bridge, see all of the burdens that you have been carrying. See them appear one by one. Every fear, every doubt, everything that is holding you back. See them as bundles, as packages tied up with string, bricks, or just a box of rocks. Whatever it is that means burden and weighty cares, see them materialize one by one by one. You might even notice that there's more there than you realize. But the goddess knows, and the goddess is going to take care of them for a while. And now, push them in. Watch them as they fall. See the water surround them. See them swept away, carried away by the mother. They're hers now. You are free. Some of these you may get back. Some of them will need to be dealt with at a later time. But in this moment, you are open and free. Free to experience the love and the message of the divine. Cross the bridge now and enter the realm of the Holy One. As you cross the bridge, you will notice that the path leads into the forest. The trees move in close around you. And as it curves slightly to the left and opens into fields of grain. Wheat as far as you can see. And as you follow the path, you notice that there are people working at the harvest. See them cutting. See them stacking the grains. See them piling the grains onto carts, taking them back into town. Follow the carts along the path toward the town. And as you walk into the town, you pass through buildings and start looking inside. Inside, you can see people preparing the grain. You can see them separating the grain from the straw. See them throwing it into the air to separate the grain from the chaff. Some of this is being prepared and bagged for livestock. Some of it's being prepared for cooking. Some of it's being stored back for next year. Smell the grain in the air, the earthiness. Feel the dust from the separating of the grains. Hear the people laughing and talking together. You can even taste a little bit of the grain on your tongue. As you continue to walk through, now you see in the next building cooks preparing the loaves. See them kneading the dough, letting it rise, punching it down and kneading again. Smell the yeast. And again, hear the laughter. As you continue going on, you see people starting to store back grains for next year. And again, you are reminded that however much we celebrate now, we must always keep back what we need for the future. And as you look around the town and the busy preparation and all the work going on, you become aware that these people are but a fraction of what it takes to get our food from the field to our tables. Feel a sense of gratitude and wonder at all of the people, the chain of events, from this preparation now through the spring and the planting and the tending and the harvest and everything that goes into this moment. As we celebrate bounty, look at all the hands that were necessary. And see your place in that circle. Now as you pass through the town, you see a large tent. The party tent, just set up underneath. You see that the tables are set with a variety of dishes, breads and honey, cakes, a few berries and fruits, some of the early fruits, fresh juices and water. You're called to sit near the end of the table, and everyone eat together. Enjoy the feast. Taste the bread. Feel the crunch of the crust. Chew it. Feel the thickness and the taste. Drizzled with butter and honey. Enjoy the moment. You're connected with this village and all of the people that got this food to this table, and feel the circle, feel the chain. After a time, you see a couple approach. This is the god and goddess. Have no preconceived notions about how they will look. Let them appear to you in a way that is appropriate to you tonight in this moment. They come and sit at the head of the table. Sit quietly with the god and the goddess and listen to them speak. What is the message that they have? The message may come in words, may come in symbols, or it may come as simple knowing. However it comes, listen.
after a time. The god and the goddess turned to a table behind them and they left a tray. And on this tray is a gift for you. This is something that will come to you or has recently come to you. It is something that is about your message. Something to assist you or something to remind you. Accept the gift and give thanks. Thank the god and the goddess for the gift. Thank the god and the goddess for the bounty, for the feast, for taking care of the earth and her people. Remember in this moment to be truly grateful for all the blessings you have. Goddess are looking after us. The god and goddess stand now and bid you to rise. They hug you. And in that embrace, you feel all the love and joy and tenderness and strength of a family that provides for its children. Turn now, follow the path back through town, back through the fields and into the forest, back across the bridge into the circle of benches surrounding the compass. Sit for a moment. Contemplate the message. Contemplate the gift. Contemplate how they fit together. It is now time to return. And on the count of three, you will be back in your body, in your room, listening to my voice. One, you feel your body in the room where you are sitting. You feel gravity, you feel the weight. Two, you feel heavier, you feel the weight of your body fully. Move your fingers, move your toes. Move your shoulders around. Stretch back into your body. And three, you are fully returned in your body in this moment here with us.
Great Mother and Father, blessed ancestors, we've witnessed the bounty of the earth and spoken with the Lord and Lady of the Harvest. Bless us now with an attitude of gratitude. Help us to understand and appreciate the gifts we have in our lives. Keep us on the right path. Assist us and guide us. And most of all, help us to remember to listen for your voice. For we know you are with us always. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Great goddess of the universe, Grain Mother, we thank you for being with us and for aiding us in this feast of gratitude. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. And help us to listen. For we know that you are always with us and always guiding us. Help us to continue this path of growth, this path of connection, until we meet again across that little stone bridge great mother, it is with love and with respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Great God of the universe, sacrificial king, God of grain, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in this feast of gratitude. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to listen, for we know you are with us always. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge, great king. It is with love and with respect that we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us this evening, aiding us in this feast of gratitude. Please continue with your work in our lives, guiding us through every bit of the way. Help us to listen, for we know you are here always listening to us. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell. Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Help us to stay grateful. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night, as always. Thank you for the gifts you've bestowed on us this night. Stay if you will, and go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the East,
farewell.
We thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you've bestowed upon us this night. Remind us to stay grateful. Stay if you will. Go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
My friends, the circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be. And tonight we are going to play a song by our musical guest on Thursday, coming up on Thursday. An appropriate song for tonight, I think. His name is David Wood, and in the song he's joined by Lady Bridwin. And the song title is We Are a Circle. So listen to our musical break while we all ground any excess energies. And this is David Wood and Lady Bridwin with We Are a Circle. Stick around, everybody.
Hey, come on now. Got the rest. Woke up. International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Powell, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin, my partner, my love, my wife. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing well.
All right, and we are joined tonight by Niv and Vega and Shira, celebrating Lunasa and gratitude.
Woo-hoo! We're here.
Having a party. So, those of you that are joining us now, you're going to have to go back and listen to the ritual in the archives and participate. But as is our custom, we're going to take a few minutes here together and talk about this ritual as our little family here, the Tuesday night coven, as it were. And I'm going to start with Shira and ask for your thoughts.
It was interesting. The god and goddess kind of were dressed in kind of the same outfits, like peasant-type outfits as the rest of the villagers, and they were just kind of down to earth. The gift, well, the tower card flashed by in the symbols kind of where the conversation part would be, and the gift was, it was like a clock or a timepiece. So what it's time for, I'm not sure, or maybe I am, but somebody's telling me it's time for something.
Yeah.
Time to
fair enough.
Get moving, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, time to go or something.
Or
all
time
right,
to
so,
let go.
Oh, that's a possibility as well.
Yeah.
All right. So Vega, what did you get from tonight?
Well, it was kind of interesting because I was at first there. I was, I guess, because I'm originally from a prairie environment, I'm really familiar with grain elevators and mills. And have visited them on a few occasions, and I really could taste and smell that that grain as it was tumbling about and being threshed and prepared for grinding into flour. It was really a bit of a flashback for me. There wasn't much conversation with the god and goddess tonight, but they handed me an athame, so I'm going to have to think on that for a little while.
All right. Excellent. Well, I'm glad that the smells and the tastes came through for you tonight.
Yeah, and I was also going to call you out a little bit because you took us to a feast, and we're hungry here because we haven't had our dinner yet. I was salivating a little.
Yeah, especially the bread with the honey. I was like, holy crap.
What a meanie.
understand me here.
Niv, what did you? What were your thoughts on the evening?
Well, considering we celebrated Sunday, and it's still fresh in my mind, we had a nice little party here, and this ritual was very similar to what, as a non-coven group, we did Sunday afternoon. And as a gift, again, it's the same darn thing. Robin's going to know this one when I tell. The three crowns. That's what I got. The three crowns. So I had to work on that one still. 100 years later, I'm still working on the three crowns. But that's what I got.
Okay.
It's a learning experience. 100 years later, still the same lesson. I didn't learn it the first time, I'm guessing. So we'll find out what that is eventually.
Yeah. It'll all come around. All right. So, Robin, my lady.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the evening?
Oddly enough, I had a conversation with the god and goddess tonight as they were kneading and making bread. And it was just sort of standing around in the kitchen very casually, watching them make bread together, basically. And I think what impressed me or what struck me was the fact that, you know, they were working in tandem as a team and how well they were orchestrating the whole thing together, and it just struck me as, you know, that's it, you know, it's just something that we do, and I think that they were trying to just sort of explain, remind me that that's important.
That partnership, that teamwork is important. Interesting. All right. Did you get a gift or?
No, that was it.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, that's gift enough. That little reminder of what it means to be partners. Very cool. Very cool. For myself, I particularly tasted the feast tonight, and, you know, strangely enough, or not strangely enough, I'm reminded of the loaves reminded me of those Dutch oven loaves that Robin makes, that we're planning to make in the mud oven once we get that built. And so that was the kind of loaf that open mud oven kind of loaves is what we had tonight. And my conversation was more a companionable silence. It was just a feeling of continue. And, you know, a feeling of you know what you're doing, you know what you're supposed to be doing, keep doing it. And there was no gift tonight, but it was that that feeling of being on the right track, as it were. So a little reassurance, which was needed. So that's what I took from the evening, and I'm glad that everyone had a deep experience. You know, I could see and smell and taste the grain as well, which was really, really a lot of fun to fully experience the meditation in that way and see the people working and the joy of it all. I could feel the joy was almost palpable in the air. And in the midst of all of the labors, everybody just came together and shared food. And that's really the best thing in the world, is to come together as community and share. So anyone else have anything they want to throw in there?
No, I'm here. I'm good.
All right.
We could ask the cat. He's back.
Yeah.
Just wants to be up in my arms.
But Mom, you left me all day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Robin, if you would tell our listeners how to get in touch with us, please.
Well, you can always get in touch with us on Facebook at our Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings page. You also can find me at Robin A. McKean and Terry at Rev Terry Power HP. Those are our Facebook pages individually. If you'd like to send us an email, you can also send an email to littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And both Terry and I check that and read that fairly regularly, so feel free. But we get an awful lot of mail there, so do put something in your in the subject that says, you know, radio show or question about radio show or something to that effect to let us know what it's about.
Or come talk to our group. Come talk to our group or whatever it is you want.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Workshop request, something to that effect. So we know, you know, that it's not junk mail. And we also have a email address specifically for radio station business. So if you heard something you liked, you heard something you didn't like, or you have a question, or you want to contact somebody who's been on one of our shows, somebody we interviewed, and you're not sure how to do that, you can email us at Terry. I can never remember the one.
The email address for the station is surn.org@gmail.com.
That's
surn.org@gmail.com. So, let's see. Coming up, I've already mentioned that this coming Thursday night we're going to be speaking with David Wood, a musician. He's going to be at the Caldera Fest 2017. So, you know, we just finished one Caldera Fest, and here we are already getting started on the next one. And I will be talking with him next week. On Monday, Voice of Olympus will be talking about the Pleiadians, the Cosmic Christ, and the Oliphant Mystery. On Tuesday night, a week from tonight, we'll be talking about the Judgment Card. And then Thursday, the 11th, we'll be talking with Tiva, another artist that will be appearing at Caldera Fest 2017. And then a quick note, the week of the 15th, 16th, and 17th, 18th, 19th. On the 15th, that Monday, Voice of Olympus will be Temenos 2. The 16th, 2 weeks from tonight, will be Full Moon Ritual. And then on the 18th, we'll be talking to Ocean Gaia, another group that will be appearing at Caldera Fest. So I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. Oh, and to also remind you that on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November, we will be at Florida Pagan Gathering, a silent event. We'll be doing 3 workshops there. So you don't want to miss that. And stay tuned for some other events that we might have coming up in September and October. So, my lady, was there anything else?
Nope, not that I can think of.
All right. Well, again, thanks to all of our ritualists. It was a little bit weird, the last ritual, not having Shira and Vega because of technical difficulties. And it is very good to have them back. It's not the same without you guys. It very much has become our Tuesday night coven, and you guys were missed. So I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you.
good to be back.
Good to be here.
And I guess with that, keep an attitude of gratitude, and we will wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night, and blessed be.
Good night, blessed be.
Good night, blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.